pass. The man of God, upon walking the path to a stream, came upon a small group of boys swimming in laughter and play. And looking further, noticed a small blind boy sitting by the edge, looking towards these sounds of joy and crying. The priest, overcome by pity, looked to the heavens and pleaded, "O Lord, please to give this small child light, so that he may share in the joy of others, and in too give joy in return." And the Lord replied to the priest, "It is not my wish to bestow light upon him." "Ah, Lord, have mercy. How can you be so unfeeling to bestow misery on your flock, and on one so innocent?" And immediately the boy stood up, laughing, and looked. And upon seeing the other children, ran into the water, swimming towards them. But upon reaching this small group, began beating and drowning them, the cries of horror and pain muffled by the blind boy's laughter. The priest, overcome with horror, could only watch in his helplessness as the boy returned to shore, approached, and in turn became no longer a boy, but a man of this earth, beating the helpless follower of God into submission. And so, seconds before succumbing to his destiny, the man of God looked past his own tears, past the bloody haze of his physical pain, past the gleeful eyes of this monster beating him, past the sounds of a small blind boy's laughter, up to the heavens, and cried out, "O Lord, take away his light, that I may live, and further shall no man suffer." And as the man of God was delivered from the earth, through his last haze of pain, he heard the Lord proclaim, "He has broken touch with darkness, and now has light. A light which will forever shine, and upon all whose rays it strikes shall deliver the physical sensations of your pity. You took pity on him. This is the result. For he was not meant to walk among other men." And then he heard only the laughter of a small blind boy who had come up.